Next, we bring you a couple of letters from the evening news. The first is from Chris Nash of Dereham, who enjoys an awfully good meal. Awful is not awful. My wife disagrees, not surprising being a retired nurse. So whenever she's away, I canter down to the butcher's and lash out on a generous portion of liver, add a couple of eggs, two slices of toast, or a spud, and there's my wholesome supper for under £3. And all from British farms, yes. I won't mention the beer.
The second letter is from Colin Berlin of Toffwood, with his memories of VE Day. I have no doubt that there are thousands of stories about the end of the war in Europe, but I'd like to share my family's story with you. On St. George's Day 1944, my parents received a telegram to inform them that their eldest son, who was 20 years of age, was missing. The scream my mother gave on reading the news still haunts me to this day. He was flying a Lancaster of 101 Squadron on a bombing raid over Dusseldorf as a special operator tasked with jamming German fighter planes' radio frequencies, and with three other crew members, he perished. My parents never really recovered from his death. About a year later, they received a letter from their second son, who had finished his training as a wireless operator, air gunner, and was about to be posted to an operational squadron. Their hearts sank, only to be uplifted a few days later to hear that war in Europe was over, and he never took to the skies in anger. VE Day for my parents was a day of reflection and thanksgiving. For me, it was a day of fun and rejoicing. I dressed myself as a minstrel in straw boater, bow tie, waistcoat and striped trousers, pyjamas actually, and having no banjo, carried a battered tennis racket to join a fancy dress parade through Dereham, led by the landlord of the Cherry Tree pub, who was dressed as Britannia. Wilson Barrett's cafe provided us youngsters with ice cream, which really rather resembled frozen custard, but who cared on such a day? The war was over, Germany defeated, and broken families could start to rebuild their lives.